Welt zu schanden, welcher Gott es hat, sollte ich sein, der erste, der zu schanden war. Nein, das ist unmöglich, du getreuer Hort, eher fehlt der Himmel, ewig grau Stein. Hast du gesagt, wer da bietet, nimmt, wer da sucht, soll finden, was in Gott bestimmt. Wer im festen Glauben mutig klopfer an, denn der ohne Zweifel endlich aufgeht dann. Nun so will ich's wagen, Herr, auf dein Gebot, alle meine Sorgen ein und fremde Not. All mein heimlich Grämen, alles was mich quält, dir ans Herz zu legen, der die Tränen zählt. Du bist mein Erbarmer und mein bester Freund, meines Lebens Sonne, die mir lacht und scheint. Auch in finsteren Nächten und durchs dürres Tal, mir in Liebe leitet zu des Lammes Mal.
As we look upon the world scene in anticipation of what is going to happen next, as we watch the coronavirus taking hold all over the world, many, many people are in shock and complete confusion. Many of God's children don't even have a clue on what's going on. As we look with anticipation onto what's happening with the election in the States, we can clearly see that good versus evil is fighting, and there is a death struggle for God's will to be done. For you see, the devil, Satan and his angels, and the cohorts on this earth are trying to bring in a one world government. They will not succeed because it's not God that's bringing it in, it's human beings. And whenever human beings and Satan try to tamper with God's timetable, they usually are pushed back. So this is what we can look forward to. God's will be done. We're going to see some interesting stuff taking shape in the next couple of weeks. And as we wait, what is the child of God to do? I've always emphasized that we need to find out where we stand in Christ Jesus. Make sure that you know where you are as far as the kingdom of God is concerned. For one never knows when he's going to walk from this earth, when he's going to leave this earth. And then what? The Bible teaches us where the tree falls, there it shall lie. And if you do not have Jesus as your Savior, if you do not depend on the blood of Christ to wash away your sin, you're going to have to spend the rest of eternity separated from God in the eternal lake of fire. But on the other hand, if you do turn to Jesus, there is a land waiting for us where sin has not entered and Satan has not been able to defile. And once we get there, it's going to be joy and peace for the rest of eternity. No more sickness, no more disease. But in the meantime, what is the child of God to do? I will teach on this today, but before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in Jesus' name. And I pray, Lord, that you will anoint this message. You will open people's hearts to the truth of Scripture, Lord. For many of your children, O God, are fast asleep. They need to wake up, for the time is short. I thank you for your grace, and I ask you to bless the listener in Jesus' name. Amen. On the last program, I was teaching that a man needs to know whether he is truly born again or not by the Spirit of God. If you do not know that you belong to Jesus, then you're going to have problems throughout your life because you're not going to be sure of yourself. A person that is not sure of his eternal life cannot rejoice. He cannot really find out what the Lord wants for him. For if you do not have that issue settled, then how can God get you into a ministry or into working for the kingdom of God when you yourselves are still struggling on how to get there? So you need to make sure that you know that you know that you belong to God. And I cannot in any way or form get you to that place. That has to be revealed to you by God Himself. I can show you Scripture. I can assure you of what I have. And you will even notice that I am sure of myself. I've been sure that I belong to God since I've been born again. That's when I was about 27 years old. And I mean business. I'm not trying to pull a fast one on you. I know exactly where I stand with my salvation. And this is what I want you to have so that you can rejoice and be at peace with God. There is a song out there called "It Is Well With My Soul." The question is it well with your soul? In Ephesians chapter 2, in verse 4, it says, "God, who is rich in his mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. He has risen us up together, and listen to this, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." So the Bible teaches us here, in his great love that he has towards us, he took care of our sins, and he has made us alive in Christ Jesus. And not only that, he has now raised us up and made us to be in heaven already. He has seated us in heaven already. That's what the Bible teaches us. We are citizens of heaven the moment we become born again by the Spirit of God. So you don't have to wait around and wait till you get to heaven, till you find out whether you're a citizen of heaven. You are already seated in heavenly places according to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. So look it up for yourself and seek it out. God wants you to be assured of yourself. He's not some trickster that is trying to keep you guessing. He gives us his word, and his word teaches us those things. In Ephesians chapter 2 in verse 7, it tells us that in the ages to come, he might show us the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. It tells us in the ages to come, he will show us the incredible riches that he has. What an awesome future that we have. The riches that he has are unexplainable. We cannot imagine them. But God tells us that in the ages to come, he will show us these riches. "For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourself. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So if there's religious people out there still trying to attain eternal life by some religious organization or act or something that you're doing, it's not going to work. It says, by grace are you saved through faith. It is not of yourself. It is a gift that God works gives you. It's not your works, lest any man should boast. That is a very simple scripture as far as salvation is concerned. So if you're steeped in religion and you're trying to somehow figure out how to please God, how to enter into the kingdom of God, I don't care what religion you're in. Here it says that it's by grace through faith, and that you have to accept. Otherwise, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. The Bible teaches us the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but to us that are saved, it is the power of God, because we understand it's only by grace through faith. That's the power of God in us. We depend on Jesus and not ourselves. Look at what the Apostle Paul tells us in Philippians chapter 3 in verse 8. Yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung that I may win Christ. The Apostle Paul was one of the most religious person that ever existed in the New Living Testament. He was a Pharisee of the Pharisees. He was of the tribe of Benjamin. He tells us that he kept the law to the T. But now that was how he tried to enter into the kingdom of God. He had all the law down perfectly. Now he tells it, I count it all as dung, that I might win Christ. And then he says, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him, the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. Even unto his death, he is willing to walk in that assurance that his own righteousness will not save him, but the righteousness which comes from Jesus Christ. We need to study these scriptures, for we know that we cannot attain our own righteousness through our own right doing. The Apostle Paul is our perfect example, and he keeps telling us over and over that all his righteousness that he had before he knew Jesus was nothing but dung. And now it says, I want to be found in him, not having my own righteousness, but the righteousness which is of faith, which is of God by faith in Christ Jesus. That's how we should look at ourselves. We need to understand these things. These are the basics of Christianity. Christianity starts by somebody turning to Jesus for salvation, and then you become qualified for whatever else he has for you on this planet, regardless where he will put you. Once you have the Spirit of God in you, you are qualified. You do not have to fear failure. All you have to do is have faith in Christ, who sets you up for this planet, who sets you up for a work of the ministry. So when a person is born again, he then is in the army of God to bring forth a harvest that soon is going to be finished. I want to show you something out of John chapter 17 in verse 14, where Jesus prays for his disciples. He tells us, I have given them my word. Listen to this. Jesus himself says, I have given them my word. and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou should take them out of the world, but that thou should keep them from the evil. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so I also sent them into the world. So when Jesus came, he did something. He saved us. He came into this world to seek and save that which is lost. But now, since we have become alive in Christ Jesus, he sends us into the world to save them that are lost. How do we save them? By preaching the word that he has given us. And we have to understand, do not think that you will be appreciated in me. There are places where you're going to be appreciated, but as far as I can see in scripture, in most cases, they will not want you. You will not be appreciated. I remember when I brought the word to my own people, and guess what happened? I was excommunicated because they could not receive the word. The word was there from God, and they could not understand, they could not see. But throughout the last 30, 40 years, by my preaching, many, many of them have come to know the Lord. And many other preachers have entered into that field and have seen much fruit amongst my people, which are called the Hutterites. So God once gives us the word, and I believe every person has his own ministry towards his own people. God has given you the word, and he is sending you into that world to preach that word. Don't back away from it. Don't try to manipulate it. Preach it as it is. In John chapter 17 in verse 8, it tells us, "For I have given unto them the words that thou hast given me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I come out from thee, and they have believed that thou sentest me. I pray for them, I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine." I often wondered about this scripture. It says, I pray for them, I pray not for the world. Why is that scripture here? Because Jesus is in heaven. It's our job to pray for the world, to intercede for the world, and to bring the words of Christ to them. The words of Christ were given to us by Christ, and we need to bring them to the world so that the world will know that we come from God. Yes, God has a very good plan if we, the Christians, would only follow it. We have been chosen to bring the word of God to this planet. He has given us this incredible ministry. And if we would do our job, all of those who are born again by the Spirit of God, instead of looking on the things of this world, instead of idolizing the world system, we would have this job done in no time. So let's open our heart to what God is calling us to do. For we are fast running out of time. I believe the Lord Jesus Christ is making way for an incredible harvest, and it will be cut short. Because the Bible teaches us, a short work will the Lord make on this earth. So open your heart to these interesting truths and become a blessing to those around you.
Amen. Herrlichen Strom. diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtig lieb. Oh, glaube es, fließe für dich. Der Strom ist kartiert und sein Wasser ist klar. Es schmeckt so lieblich und fein.
John chapter 17, the Lord Jesus Christ prayed for his disciples. And then he tells us in verse 20, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. When we study different teachers of the Bible these days, we can clearly see that many of them have turned away from the truth of the Bible. I hear preachers teaching that the power of the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit, have gone out with the apostles. If the power of the Holy Spirit went out with the apostles, then why would Jesus pray for us? He says, I pray not only for them, but also them that believe through their word. And this is what I believe has crippled the church for the last 100 years. This is why there was silence in the church as millions of babies were slaughtered in the womb. This is why we see homosexuality just going out of control everywhere. It is because the church has become powerless because of the teachers that teach this error, that the power and the gifts of the Holy Spirit went out with the apostles. That's a lie from Satan, and that has to be reversed in the teachings of the churches, or else we will get into farther trouble than we are in now. For you see, what the devil is trying to do is silence the only voice and the only power that can keep him from doing what he wants to do on this planet, and that's the church. We are God's arms, we are God's mouthpieces, and we need to stand in the gap. We, yes, preach the gospel to all the world, but we at the same time need to invoke the power of God in all situations of our lives. But that has been sabotaged by the preachers and teachers who tell us that this these powers went out with the apostles. I believe that's the biggest problem with the church today. I believe this is why we're in the situation we're in now. And we need to fight against this. We need to get into the gifts of the Spirit. We need to get into the power of the Holy Spirit. Because God wants us to prevail. There is a great harvest ahead for the church of God. I believe in the next 10-15 years, we're going to see many souls come into the kingdom because we are at that time where Jesus is going to come back. He said, "A quick work will I do on this earth." But before that work can be accomplished, the church has to get out and preach the gospel so that people will come to Christ. The harvest is at the end of the age. That's what the Bible teaches us. And we're getting ready for a bigger harvest as God will pour out His Spirit on all flesh in those last days. So we need to make sure we're not one of them that have listened to these lies from Satan and these teachers that bring this falsehood into the church. We need to study the word and look at what the word teaches. If Jesus prayed for us also, like he did for the disciples, then he also gave us the job that he gave to the disciples to go into all the world, preaching the gospel, casting out devils, healing the sick, raising the dead. This is what God has commended us throughout when he started the church. Just before he went to heaven, he said, "This is what I command you to do. To follow the commandments of the Lord is easy once you start to understand that He is with you, for there is no power on earth that can come against you if you walk by faith in what God has called you to do." So we need to look up and we need to start seeking God's face in these things because time is running out. I believe time for playing church, those nice little sermonettes that we've been hearing all over the new, all over the YouTube and on TV, where the preachers give you pep talks. These days are over. It's time to battle Satan because he is out to steal, kill, and to destroy. We need to come against him. We need to be the army of God. And if we will not do that, I believe in the near future, God will simply take these home who refuse to step into that battle. So open your heart to these things, for God is not mocked. This world is sowing incredible, terrible destruction, and they will yet reap what they sow. But in the meantime, we need to stand in the gap until he calls us unto himself. And I know for a fact the Bible teaches us that that's when the church is out of here, when God removes the restrainer, that's when the 7-year period of terrible tribulation will begin. So open your heart to these things and become a blessing to the Lord your God, for he has blessed you with life, and then he has blessed you with eternal life if you turn to him for salvation. Let the Lord open your heart and make you a blessing. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.